The left calls black conservatives House Negroes for daring to think differently, says Kemi Badenoch MP. By Kurt Zindelka on April 21, 2021. The UK's Equalities Minister Kemi Badenoch condemned the insults being launched against black conservatives from the left, such as Uncle Toms and House Negroes, following a government report on the state of institutional racism in Britain that has outraged the left. The Conservative MP, who gained international press coverage after she reprimanded schools for pushing Black Lives Matter and critical race theory tenets such as white privilege, said on Tuesday that ministers have received death threats following the release of the government race report. The report, which was headed up by Dr. Tony Sewell, found that Britain is a beacon to the rest of Europe and the world on issues of race. Following the report, the British-born Jamaican heritage educator and CEO was subject to many racial-based ad hominem attacks, including from BLM radical Sasha Johnson, who was uncovered by Breitbart London to have posted online that House Negroes are in need of hanging alongside a photograph of Sewell. Speaking in the House of Commons, Equalities Minister Kemi Badenoch denounced the attacks, saying that it is wrong to accuse those who argue for a different approach as being racism deniers or race traitors. It is even more irresponsible, dangerously so, to call ethnic minority people racial slurs like Uncle Toms, coconuts, house slaves or house Negroes for daring to think differently. Such deplorable tactics are designed to intimidate ethnic minority people from their right to express legitimate views, Badenoch added. This house depends on robust debate and diversity of thought. Too many ethnic minority people have to put up with this shameful treatment every day, as some of my fellow MPs and I know too well. This House should condemn it and reprimand those who continue to do so, she pronounced. Following the Conservative minister's speech to the House, Jeremy Corbyn acolyte Dawn Butler MP of the Labour Party said that the race report represented gaslighting on a national scale, suggesting that it was crafted by racial gatekeepers. These individuals, Butler said with her footnoting, were people of color who served the interests of white people by sharing their opinions. Butler said to the House. The New Age of Empire, by Kehinde Andrews, page 95 tells us exactly what is happening. This is why I resist by Dr. Shola, Moshag Bamimu. Page 103, explains about racial gatekeepers that Musa Okwanga from Byline Times talks about. And my question to the minister is, the government briefed a clear message well in advance of this report landing. Why did the government do that? In response, Badenoch replied, I think it is disgusting that a member of this House will stand up and accuse people of being racial gatekeepers, saying that Butler actively stokes racial division in the country. This was seconded by political commentator Calvin Robinson, who told Breitbart London, the audacity of Dawn Butler to act so disgracefully in the House of Commons, using the words racial gatekeeper moments after Kemi Badenoch had asked parliamentarians to engage in sensible debate instead of resorting to such divisive racial slurs. Ms. Butler showed her true colors, quoting Kehinde Andrews, Dr. Shola and the Byline Times, three of the most prominent race baiters and race hustlers in the UK today. For a shame. Mr. Robinson has previously told Breitbart London of his own experiences of racial abuse from the left for expressing his conservative beliefs, saying in September that every time he speaks out against Black Lives Matter or critical race theory, he is attacked on the basis of his mixed race background. Apparently, black people must all think the same way. If we go off script, we're race traitors, bounties, and coons, Robinson explained.